This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live, launching into the third hour of the program, live Saturday edition. As always, you can join us here, and you can bring up anything that you want to discuss. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And the discussion so far tonight started with the school shooting in Florida, went to sort of the larger topic of government schools in general as compared to what some of us on Free Talk Live would like to see, which is a market-based education, you know, competition for education where, you know, anybody who wants to can start a school or, you know, do whatever they want in the field of education. And if they can get customers, then great. And then we would all have different options in the market that we could choose from. And presumably that competition would bring prices down, would bring service and quality up.
And maybe safer schools, too.
Right, which is what competition always does. And
right.
That,
I mean,
led to another conversation about the military as well.
Yeah, I think it's pretty. It seems pretty obvious that the government school system, which is a monopoly funded system, as one of our callers wanted to make sure that I was clear on, you don't have to go to it. You just have to pay for it, unless you live in a slip in a sailboat, if you live in a sailboat that doesn't have a slip or something anchored off somewhere, and then you can go into school or something. You can manage to avoid property taxes, but the vast majority of us pay property taxes. And whether you are renting or owning, so you've got to pay for the government school system, and it functions like a monopoly-funded system. Over time, the quality is going to go down because they don't have to achieve. They're going to
get a budget either way,
right? They don't have to achieve. They're going to find out ways to cut corners and those sorts of things. The people have pointed out the teachers union. Look, I don't like to target teachers in this conversation because the vast majority of them are people that are trying very hard to work within a system, do their best within a system that is extraordinarily cumbersome. But yeah, I will say that the teachers union represents teachers. It doesn't represent students, and as a result, you get well-represented teachers and poorly represented students. And like all monopolies, service stinks. Customer service is quite bad. Costs go up and up and up over time, and efficiency deteriorates. All of these things are true with our government school system. All I'm proposing, and I don't think this is nuts, is that we take what we know from the marketplace, which is that competition increases efficiency, and we apply it in an area that's as important as education is. If you apply it in this area, you will probably see schools that cater to the individual far better. And I'm not saying that every school is going to be right for everybody. Caters to the individual, that it's going to provide a safer environment because there's not going to be so many kids jammed in one area. You're not going to have the kids that want to fight always stuck in with the nerds and all this other stuff. All these movies that are focused on how bad high school is, these will become relics of the past.
Yeah. Remember when? Let's go to your calls and thoughts. Let's start first with Paul in Virginia, listening to WNIS. Hello, Paul.
Hey, how you doing? Can you hear me all right now?
Good. You're on the radio. Go ahead.
Hey, I just have a few things. I have my daughters who all went to private school. Two of them became teachers for public school. The public school system, because of No Child Left Behind, has some programs. I'm not sure if your callers are aware. That have to do with inclusion because no child's allowed to be left behind.
Yep.
And so now we have classrooms full of students that shouldn't, first of all, be together in a classroom because you're holding back all the normal students, if you will, quote unquote, whatever you want to say, with the students that are special education. Or they would have 504 rating, which is a student that might have ADD or ADHD, and you have IEP students that are evaluated as having a special need, either they're retarded, or they have anger management issues, or they've actually been criminalized and have to stay in the school system. And so one of my daughters actually quit because it became too much to handle. And the teachers are responsible to spend a vast majority of their time documenting every one of those students. So you're right.
So if they're documenting, how can they be teaching? I mean, if you're busy filling out paperwork.
My daughters tell you they don't teach.
Right.
They can't teach. And so therein lies the rub with your 20%. The reason why only 20% graduate is because none of them know anything. Even the ones that are, you know, quote unquote normal can't be taught because the teachers. In fact, my daughter was just telling me that half of her class, and they're supposed to be by law limited to the number of SPED and 504 students that they have. They all have to sign for them. The teachers have to sign for them. It's a government-run institution. But half of her class now is these inclusion students, and therefore they can't spend any time actually teaching.
That's really frustrating. What did she do after she quit?
It's very frustrating. I'm sorry?
What did she do after she quit? Just curious. Where'd she go?
The oldest daughter, she went into banking. The youngest daughter is actually still teaching high school. And
Paul, where are you calling from tonight? It sounds like there's a bunch of kids rioting back there. What's going on?
I'm actually at dinner. I work late, and so I'm actually.
We're gonna let you get back to it, Paul.
Thanks
for the call, man. I appreciate your story, and I appreciate you calling in. The toll free number, if you want to join us here, is 855-450-FREE, like freedom.
Yeah. So a couple of callers have sort of pointed out the amount of time spent learning versus the amount of time spent sort of with human behavioral control and those sorts of things in school. And I think that a lot of people innately understand this, that a lot of school is behavior control and modification, and obviously the same systems of behavior control are not going to work on the same students. But I think this is kind of the dirty little secret of homeschooling, is that homeschoolers don't spend that much time on academics, at least not in the early years. When you're talking about elementary school, now some parents, for whatever reason, they've got a kid that wants to do academics, or they want to push their kid into being in college at 12 years old, or whatever the case may be, and that's all fine and dandy if that's what the family decides. But if you're trying to keep your kid at some kind of grade level, as it were, you don't have that much to do. You get a few workbooks and they can plow through it in the course of an hour, maybe, and the rest of their day can be spent doing activities that they're interested in, be it Legos or playing outside or whatever it might be, or, you know, going to group events where other kids are, which is extraordinarily important in the homeschool area. And it's important for everybody because, frankly, recess is as important as regular school. But a lot of schools have stopped recess. And so I've heard. I don't know. I don't go to these schools. It's nuts.
Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. Eric is in Indianapolis listening to WIBC-FM. Hello, Eric.
Hey, guys.
Hey, you're on the air.
Conversation strayed a little bit. I'd like to address a couple things.
Sure.
First of all, the market-based school. The one thing Brian didn't take into account is the fact that every student that is successfully taught that was previously considered unteachable or unwilling to learn is a point of advertising for that school. It's a win. Mm. These are marketing tools.
You're referring just so our listeners maybe just tuning in. A caller from I think it was the last hour had said that government, or he said that the marketplace can't work because companies just want to maximize profit and no company's going to want to take on the tough cases.
Well, yeah. If you want to maximize your profit, you advertise yourself as being able to take on those tough cases. People will beat a path to your door.
That's a great point.
It's a better mousetrap.
Yeah. Also, the presumption is that, and remember, the gentleman had like 3 degrees from the University of Indiana.
Yep.
So, you know, he's an academic sort of guy. I'm not belittling that. Yep. He's, you know, probably a brilliant
professional student.
But, you know. But besides that, he doesn't maybe understand that not every kid needs the same path of education. Academics isn't necessarily useful for everybody. And that just because you're a genius in one area doesn't mean you're a genius in another.
Eric, hold on. I know you got more to say. Hang on. We're going to bring you right back here in moments. More with Eric in Indianapolis. Your calls and thoughts also welcome. I think that's a great point. Like, hey, they said he couldn't be taught. They said he couldn't do it.
They said that about a lot of kids.
Right. And then we proved, this company that doesn't exist yet, this educational company, we proved him wrong. Look what he can do now. Buy our school stuff.
And not to mention the shedding, I would vacuum the carpet 3 times a week. Frodo was scratching all night long, bouncing on the side of the bed, keeping me awake the whole entire night from all the scratching and chewing. It kind of makes you neurotic.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy?
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Come to Dinovite for help.
Dinovite.com. If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Dinovite is nutrition. The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
He gobbles it up. He's not up all night scratching. His shedding is minimal, and it is such a pleasure to have my calm, relaxed, non-shedding puppy back. And I have to thank Dinovite for that.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dinovite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dinovite.com.
I got my Blink home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. 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 I've said it many times on air and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We're back with more Free Talk Live, and it is the live Saturday edition of the program. As always, you can join us on the radio here. Take control of the airwaves. 855-450 free like freedom. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And if you'd like to try out what might very well be the best pillow you'll ever use, you can do that by going to MyPillow.com and using code FTL, that's FTL like Free Talk Live, you'll get your MyPillow at half off. Why MyPillow? Well, it's designed to fit to the shape of your body and to hold your neck in the proper position. We've been using ours for a couple of years now, Mark, and they're a great pillow.
They are the best pillow. As a matter of fact, I've been traveling for the last couple of months.
I've been missing mine in Mexico.
I brought mine with me.
You did?
Yeah, took it right in the suitcase. It flattens out nice and then pops right back out.
That's a great idea. Unfortunately, I have a bad habit of forgetting them in hotel rooms.
Yeah, you've forgotten that.
Getting to be an expensive habit. Anyway, MyPillow.com, and you can't exactly turn around and go back to Mexico very easily.
They're not going to send it to you.
MyPillow.com, code FTL. It's washable. You can put it in the washer. You can put it in the dryer. It's designed for that. And if you don't like it for some reason, within the first 60 days, you can send it back to the company. They'll send you your purchase price back to you. But if you do like it, then feel good because it's got a 10-year warranty backing it up. MyPillow.com, code FTL for half off. As we get back to Eric in Indianapolis, he's talking to us about the marketplace, how the market could improve education, and his thoughts on that. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, in closing on this topic, I might be a quitter, but I got my master's and got out. My real education came afterward from Murray Roth, the types of Murray Rothbard and Ludwig von Mises rather, and Tom Wood. And there's a great disservice done to our kids. They're teaching economics as numbers and not what it really is, and that's human action. And when you apply human action to economics, then you understand why a market-based school would work.
Yeah, I mean, it's obvious. Yeah, it's obvious that economics is simply behavior is really what it comes down to.
Exactly, and that ties into foreign trade, or foreign policy. If you trade with someone to mutual benefit, you have no incentive to punch them in the nose.
Right.
Okay? If our foreign policy was based on trade rather than government intervention, interference, and, I can't remember his name, the book Overthrow, Stephen Kinzer wrote, if we was to change our foreign policy from meddling to trade, we wouldn't need armies outside of our borders. Our National Guard and our reserves would be more than adequate.
Certainly works for Switzerland.
Yeah, and Japan.
Well, I think Japan's trying to arm up a little bit. They're getting pretty grumpy with North Korea and China.
Yeah.
Didn't work out last time for them.
Well, it would have worked out for them. Japan would have been in charge of China if the United States hadn't stepped in. Now, would that be a better or worse thing? I can tell you that Mao Zedong came along and wiped out a hell of a lot more people than Japan did.
Yeah. Well, and to give you an idea of where I'm coming from, I graduated in the 80s. Well, 1980, as a matter of fact. And some of the people I graduated with can't read. They are illiterate. And some of my closest and dearest friends are that way. But rather than saying, oh, wow, you have a learning problem, it was, here, we're going to put you in remedial classes and punish you. So naturally, they have a horrible taste for anything related to education. And, right. And it's a real shame.
I agree completely. Great call. Eric, thanks for sharing your thoughts here tonight. There's no doubt that the government schooling system absolutely saps young people of their interest in learning. I mean, when they're young, they're bright-eyed, very interested in the world around them, and then you put them in a government school, and by the time they're in middle school, generally, that's about over with. The toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. And that doesn't have to do with just because they're a teenager and now they're rebelling. No, it has more to do with the school system is terrible. Most of the students within it know that, and they don't have any other options. There's nothing else for them. And they can go online now and learn, thank goodness. So there is that.
I'm curious about this teenage rebelling thing. Because it seems like a relatively new phenomenon. Maybe there's just not a lot of documentation historically about it. Certainly young men have been prone to wander and things like that. But, I mean, you know, are we simply taking adolescents, or what you could call biological adults, and attempting to childify them, if for lack of a better word, infantilize them, although you're not trying to treat them like infants. And that's having these ramifications that we now just accept as normality. And I don't know the answer to that. I can't say whether that is true or false. I can simply say that this seems to be an issue.
Let's go to Bo Diddley. He's on the line in South Carolina, listening online at freetalklive.com. Go ahead, Bo Diddley.
Hey, y'all. I want to respond to the school teacher from Columbia. Yeah. I went to government schools in Swansea, South Carolina, which is about 16 miles from Columbia.
Okay.
I was a gifted and talented. I was in a gifted and talented program. I was an honor student for most years until around the 8th and 9th grade. I realized that I've already learned everything I'm going to learn from these people. They ain't going to teach me nothing else. And I was actually teaching them more than they was teaching me, because they didn't know how to work computers. They'd always come to me, get them to work computers. And it was just awful. It was just awful. And they kept me in there until I was 17 years old, because that's the state law. And that was 5 years of my life that I could have spent advancing my career and getting a head start. But instead, they held me in there against my will, just to justify to keep taking, stealing the money from my family, which was $7,000-$8,000 a year for 5 years. Just think what I could have done with my life in those extra 5 years, and what my family could have done with the money that they stole from us. It's
a great point.
Awful.
It's hard to think about those things because, you know, what are the potentials? Again, it comes back to the unseen, the seen and the unseen, the people that point to their government education and they say, look how I turned out. Well, you're saying, hey, look, I wanted to do something different, and I was forced to stay in a system that was not benefiting me, and that is so unfortunate and so tragic.
I wonder about the sort of efficiencies of this, too. So we live in a system where, essentially, it's very difficult to get ahead until you're 18 or 22 or whatever age they decide that you're going to have any luck doing these things. And if you, for instance, if I had had the foresight at, say, 16 years old, I think that's the earliest you can take a GED, to just take a GED and drop out of government school. Sure, I probably could have saved myself some trouble that I got into in the government school, there's no doubt. But would I have been that much farther along? Because it's not like I was going to start an architectural career or anything like that. Maybe, maybe something or another. I don't know what it would be that I would have done necessarily. But I just kind of wonder, you know, there's this pathway in which people are, you know, destined to go through. And, if you don't go on it, then you have to, you know, whack your way.
You got to make your own way in the world. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
It you know, creates growth. You got to get out of your comfort zone, get off the well-worn path in order to truly have growth. Great call, Bo Diddley. I appreciate hearing from you. Appreciate your patience. There's more coming up here in moments. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Set people free, they're more likely to become entrepreneurs.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. You may dial toll free. Take control of the airwaves here at 855-453, like freedom. Joining you tonight, you've got Ian.
And Mark.
And we've got Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. We're also on Discord. We've got our own Discord. And there's an on-air call-in line there. We're going to get to that here shortly. Somebody's been waiting patiently there. Our Discord chat is available to you at discord.lrn.fm. It's a place where you can go to interact with other Free Talk Live listeners and some of the hosts of the show before, during, and after Free Talk Live. So check that out. Once again, that's discord.lrn.fm. And if you've got online shopping to do, you can go and do it through shop.freetalklive.com. There's different online stores that you can link to through that page that when you shop at those places, Free Talk Live will get a portion of the purchase price. So check that out at shop.freetalklive.com. Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. Larry is in New Jersey. Larry, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Gentlemen, how are you?
Hey, Larry, good. Go ahead.
Okay, my father went to as far as the eighth grade, which is all he had to go in those days, and he got a job in a factory. And by the time he was 15, he was making $25 a week, whereas his own father was making $12 a week.
Damn.
Right. And my father then went on to become a very successful businessman with an eighth grade education, where he had a business where he had 100 employees. So I think that requiring children to go to high school is probably not necessary. And if you don't want to go to school, get a job.
Or start your own thing. I mean, we've read stories about young entrepreneurs who have, whether it's been, you know, shining shoes or coming up with some other kind of product or service that has never been heard of before. I mean, a lot of times, young people, they're not constrained by the same boxes, mental boxes that the rest of us are. They can think outside of that box as long as they haven't had it beaten out of them in government school, and they can come up with things that we haven't figured out yet. But if they don't have the freedom to do that, if they're not encouraged to do that, if they're just forced into these systems that the government has created for them, then their potential is being wasted. And that's part of that unseen that we talked about earlier.
Yeah, I think I learned more from my after-school job while I was in high school than I did from high school. Yeah, at the comic book magazine gaming store.
Yeah, you meet people there who can actually help you in life, right? Because the kids in the school, they're just kids in school. They don't have the resources, the connections. But if you're working in the real world, you meet people of different age ranges, and maybe somebody you meet at that job might provide you with your next job or your next opportunity.
School seems to incentivize, as it exists today in the United States. I can't speak to other countries or anything like that. I've only been to school one area. It, especially government school, seems to incentivize a certain cynicism towards education generally and life generally. It just sort of, all of this stuff sucks. And retail, which is what I was doing, it should incentivize the opposite. You know, it taught me to be to work on time, smile with customers, to treat them with respect, and, you know, these sorts of things.
Right. See, now, in this day and age, they have all these, the government has all these rules that you can't get a job at 13.
Right.
My father was working at the factory at 13. Could you imagine? And somebody doing that now, they say, oh, my gosh, that's a slave labor. What do they call them? Sweatshops. They said, he worked at a sweatshop. And he did okay.
Yep. I had a job by 12 years old. I wasn't working exclusively at that job. It was just an after-school thing.
Yeah. You know, you talk about, Mark, you mentioned earlier the rebellion, right? The teenage rebellion. Well, guess what? If you're bored to tears because you're not allowed to actually do the things you want to do in life, like get out there and create or get out there and work, then guess what? You've got nothing else to do. You're going to go blow up some mailboxes or, you know, destroy property or whatever other thing that idle minds do.
Dave from Wendy's, this guy, this incredible businessman that, you know, was able to do so much, dropped out of high school. Now, I'm not advocating
Bill Gates.
No, Dave from Wendy's.
Didn't Bill Gates drop out of college or something like that?
I think he dropped out of college. Yeah. Now, Dave from Wendy's finally did go get his GED and called it a mistake to have dropped out of high school.
That's PR.
Well, you know, it's to try to keep kids in school.
Yeah.
And largely, I think that getting your high school diploma in some manner or another is probably superior to not getting it for most kids. I think that, however, many could benefit from the ability to go on and get real jobs and those sorts of things.
I've never used my high school diploma for anything.
You mean like writing it down?
I couldn't even tell you where it is.
Yeah. I
wanted to point out, gentlemen, that concerning the shooter, that the general deterioration of civilization, that I've done some research and I've found that the common thread amongst civilization is declining is the debasement of the currency. Whether it was the Byzantines, the Roman 3rd century, or Great Britain, or Germany in 1924.
Venezuela today. Zimbabwe.
Venezuela. The debasement of the currency. And the United States, we had the same situation. Where just this past year, the Federal Reserve printed $106 billion new dollars.
Really?
And that gradually is causing civilization to deteriorate, in my opinion.
It certainly doesn't do good things.
What do you think the correlation is, or the causation is, there? You're claiming causation. So,
the correlation would be that government could never get, the federal government could never have gotten so powerful without debasing the currency.
That's true.
They could have never gotten so big. They could have never gotten so intrusive. We could have not have afforded to go to wars. It's the Federal Reserve that financed World War I, which was a mistake. And there would have never been a World War II. There would have never been a depression. All this from the intervention of the federal government.
Yeah, you're spot on, Larry. Great call tonight, man. I appreciate the stories and the thoughts. Thank you, sir. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. And that's another thing they don't teach you in government school. They don't teach you about the history of money.
They don't teach you what money is at all.
Right. They don't teach you about the truth.
They give you this one phrase and have you memorize it, the full faith and credit of the United States.
I don't remember memorizing that.
What is the currency backed by? The full faith and credit of the United States.
Did you memorize that?
What the hell does that mean? Yes.
Didn't happen to me.
It's just a non-functioning statement.
Yeah.
The full faith and credit of the United States. It doesn't. Here's what the currency is backed by. It's a Federal Reserve note.
Mm-hmm.
A note is a note
promise
of debt.
Right?
It's a promise to pay.
But they're not even promising that.
Well,
they're not going to pay you anything. Back in the day, when it was a silver certificate, in theory, you could have gone down and gotten
silver for it.
It's not
a promise to pay you, buddy. It's a promise to pay the Federal Reserve. Okay? I mean, it's a debt note issued by an organization called the Federal Reserve, not you.
Yeah.
Yes, you could have gone at one point with a silver certificate and gotten a certain amount of silver. There's no doubt.
That's not true anymore, though.
But these are functionally counterfeit notes made to look like those.
Counterfeit. They're a legitimate article. They're just not anything else.
I say they're counterfeits of the silver certificates and money that was backed by currency because it looks just like it.
It does.
You know,
except it doesn't say silver certificate on it.
Basically, it's counterfeit. If you go and make a bill that looks too much like a Federal Reserve
note,
Secret Service is going to come and find you and drag you off to jail.
That's true.
They made a bill. They made a piece of paper that looked a great deal like a silver certificate, and they said, this is it. This is money.
There you go.
And so, you know, there you go.
Yeah, and certainly he who controls the money is that the person or the group of people that control everything, basically.
Yeah.
And Larry's absolutely right.
I wanted to say what the Federal Reserve note is backed by. It's clearly backed by your labor.
Mm.
It is a slave note. So, you know, what is a slave? A person who's the fruit of whom's labor you control, right?
Mm.
That is controlled by a master. If you are required to give a certain percentage of the fruits of your labor to an organization, that organization is claiming domination over you. You are bound to it. And in the case of citizenship, that's all we're dealing with now. Now, is it a much better bondage than 18th century chattel slavery? By
More
God, it sure is. It's a heck of a lot better than that. But that doesn't change the fact that you're just talking about a kinder, gentler serfdom than what has gone on at points in history. And Americans just happily seem to put up with it.
That's the problem. I freed 1,000 slaves. I could have freed 1,000 more if they'd only known they were slaves. The slavery is so much more subtle today, it's hard to convince somebody of what you're saying.
Yeah,
it's true.
I've heard it called conspiracy theory. I mean, it seems obvious what I'm saying. There's no point in it that you can refute.
We will continue here in moments. We've got time maybe for you if you get on the line right now. If you want to get on the radio with us here on Free Talk Live, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733, Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up 2 tubes of Dogasuds.
Get the 3rd tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogasud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogasuds. Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?
And I said, sure, Ryan, and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Username LRN.FM with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Mark.
Don't forget, you can head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we have for you there. You can join the forum over at forum.freetalklive.com. That is a way for Free Talk Live listeners to interact in a less immediate manner. So we've got our Discord chat, which is like a live chat that's happening all the time, 24/7. The forum is also there 24/7, but that's where you leave a message on a thread and then people see it later. So it's a different way to communicate, not necessarily better, not necessarily worse than the Discord. It's just different, and I like it too. So go to forum.freetalklive.com to get interactive there. Once again, forum.freetalklive.com. Back to the phones and to the fun. David is in San Francisco. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, David.
Yeah, I've told you before, I believe Trump to be organized crime. And
okay. Yes, I believe all government to be organized crime. Go ahead.
Well, Trump specifically is organized crime, and when he specifically takes the reins of government, every action he does is to suit organized crime's income stream. So when I hear about his desire to put security into the schools, I just have to remember that his Secretary of Education is the sister of the owner of Blackwater. Betsy DeVos, right, Secretary of Education, is the sister of Eric Prince, the owner of Blackwater, the security company that caused the Iraq war to spiral out of, what was it, $5 trillion that the
I don't think you can blame the costs of a ridiculous military on one security company, but certainly they are well tied in with the U.S. government, and that's corporatism, et cetera, et cetera.
Right. So in the divide-and-conquer scheme that Trump and DeVos and Eric Prince and all of these evil SOBs are doing, they're basically playing a game that goes all the way back to 1777 You remember the aristocrats were left behind after we declared, after we won the revolution, and those saboteurs, those aristocrats, have been sabotaging America every day that we've existed.
Which aristocrats are you talking about? I mean, the war was fought by aristocrats. I mean, the people whose names are on the Declaration of Independence, the people who signed the Constitution, these people were aristocrats. These were men of letters.
You ever heard of Citizen Payne?
Citizen
Thomas Paine?
Yeah, I'm familiar, yeah.
Okay. There were certain aristocrats. Governor Morris was about as corrupt as you could get. I don't have a lot of respect for Hamilton. Hamilton got us he created basically the first Federal Reserve. It was called the Bank of the United States. And he suckered America into borrowing money from England after we had beaten them.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, how stupid is that? To borrow money from the very people that we beat? So, you know, to go on their economic standard rather than create our own economic standard. So, you know, the idea, when I hear you talking about privatizing the schools, I'm reminded of
we didn't talk about that.
We didn't?
I talked about having a free market in education.
Okay.
Generally, when people say privatize, what that usually means is to kind of have the government give preference to certain companies.
Create monopolies.
And give them the ability to run the school, but not anybody else.
Betsy DeVos. You know, she owns, when you look at Katrina 10 years ago, her company moved in on Louisiana, and it's her company that has those charter schools down there. She made billions out of Louisiana, and their school districts aren't any better. And all she's done is profiteer off of America. And like I say, they're organized
crime. This is all
crime.
The more reason to end government education, because then you don't have somebody let me explain to you here, David. The reason why you want to end government education is because then people like Betsy DeVos, who you obviously don't like, won't get in charge of something that's so important to you. Then you can take your money and give it to the educational model, give it to the people who are doing educating in the way that you value. And this is the problem. One of the problems with government is even if you're in charge, which you won't be, but even if you were in charge or somebody who you like is in charge, it's only a matter of time before Trump or somebody else comes in there and then they get in charge.
They take the reins of power. This is the problem with reins of power.
Right. And then they do whatever they want to it using your money to educate people in the way they want to educate them. And all you can do about it is call talk radio and complain. Thanks for the call tonight, David. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's go to Lumpy. He's on the line on our on-air call-in line room on our Discord at discord.lrn.fm. Hey, Lumpy.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Oh,
you're looking
good.
Fantastically sharp tonight.
Thanks. Go ahead.
And welcome back. And Tan, a little bit. Mark's got a little bit more of a tan than you. I was watching you guys on YouTube.
It's just my face is red from being angry and drunk. That's the reason.
Oh, well, probably. Mark can get a little bit red in the face. But I started listening to you guys in about, I think it was around somewhere around December, maybe shortly before of 2011. And you guys have changed my views and helped me to come to grips with a lot of issues that I've been very misinformed about all my life, and solidified, you know, some or be open to some really new concepts that will probably, and if people are willing to just do the very little bit of work called listening and getting a conscience, maybe that'll happen. But I don't know if they're going to get it. You know, a lot of people won't get it. I mean, I hear a lot of people calling in tonight. The teachers that called in earlier, you know, these teachers are the same ones that have, you know, a great number of them are living on welfare. Basically, it's welfare, and not because they're poor and making less than anybody else. No, that's not true. They're making a pretty good living, most of them, compared to everybody else. And they get a whole summer off.
Right.
And they'll tell you all these stories about how rough it is. And, you know, it's rough because they, to me now, kind of remind me, and I know this might seem like a long stretch, but if you really want me to, I'll get into it. they seem to be like the taskmasters before when just the black and brown people were slaves, you know?
The teachers?
Yeah, well, basically, they're the people. I don't want them setting the example for my children, and I certainly don't want them around cops. You know, I remember when I lived in New Hampshire when I was in 15, 16 years old, and I had there was this guy, and I remember them telling me about this guy who went by in these dark old police cruisers. No offense to anybody who owns a police cruiser, yeah. And
I don't own a police cruiser. I never did, actually.
That's right. Okay,
I drove one for a while.
Right, with good plates on it, by the way. He was a creep. He was an absolute weirdo. You could smell him, and he wanted to be a cop.
Yeah.
And these are the kind of people who, you know, and I don't know what he's doing now. I'm not going to say his name or anything. He was a neighbor right down the street, the town I lived in. And I don't want my kids around these kind of people. I really don't. It's a culture of paranoia. Everybody's the enemy. You can't talk to these people. You can't because there's a lot of them that don't want to even become cops now because they're going to lose all their friends. I keep hearing
that's true.
I don't want to be friends with them. I don't trust any of them. I don't trust them because of the things that have happened to me in my life.
I had a police chief, an off-duty police chief, tell me that they were having trouble recruiting new officers. And the reason for it is people don't want to arrest their friends. They don't want to they don't want to feel like they're all of a sudden going to become the enemy of the people that they grew up around. Because then they're going to be tasked with arresting people for underage possession of alcohol or possession of marijuana or whatever.
I think a lot of them don't care, and I think a lot of them get off on pushing kids around. And I do. I really do. I think that it's a pretty cushy job.
I think it's a sick thing. I think it's sick when, I go downtown in Keene, New Hampshire, which is a college town, and I've seen cops picking on college girls, making them cry. I mean, I've seen that happen. Really? That's what you got into this job for? So you could go after some 20-year-old girl or an 19-year-old girl for having an open container and then make her cry?
That's
ridiculous.
These guys who have these power issues, they may think that they may be telling themselves they're doing a good job and all this. That's what I did when I joined the military.
Mm.
I thought, I'm going to do something heroic and all this. What a bunch of...
Yeah, following orders isn't a heroic act, especially orders of a bunch of scum-sucking politicians who are liars and trash. Hey, thanks for the call.
People knew the things we did in the military.
Oh, boy. Let's not get into that tonight. Maybe another time. Thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate it. He's over there on our Discord chat. You can join him and others. Sometimes they get into a voice chat after the show's over. Sometimes not. Sometimes they just text chat. Go to discord.lrn.fm, and we'll see you tomorrow. FreeTalkLive.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week,
365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.